Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. This is Molly.
And I'm Kristen.
And Kristen, today we're going to start with a topic that really caught my eye. It was something that got reported in a bunch of papers. It's a good little blurb kind of story. It's very eye-catching. And the story was about the discovery of something called the Marilyn Monroe hormone.
Interesting.
It's interesting for so many reasons. It's interesting to us because it's about hormones. We love hormones.
We do.
It's interesting to the entire world because it's about Marilyn Monroe.
Ultimate sex icon.
Right. So something's got to be juicy if they're linking Marilyn Monroe and hormones, right?
Right, Molly. This study has to do with a hormone, a female hormone called estradiol. And this isn't a new hormone. Scientists have known that it's been around for a long time. It's in women and also in female animals as well. And it's the most important form of estrogen found in the body.
Right. Estradiol is responsible for things like the growth of the female uterus, fallopian tubes, and vagina. It promotes breast development and the growth of the outer genitals, and it plays a role in distributing body fat in women. So that gets to the first thing we know about estradiol, is that it might be responsible for Marilyn Monroe's famous hourglass shape.
Yeah, exactly. Higher levels of estradiol in women are linked to more curvy, the curvier, more feminine type of body that we would think of.
Tiny waist,
big breasts, and childbearing hips.
Right. But it's also an interesting thing is that something you may not notice about Marilyn Monroe is her face is symmetrical.
Studies have found that symmetry in our face and bodies is more attractive to the opposite sex. The more symmetrical we are, the more attractive we look, because I think it's a sign of better health.
Right. So estradiol also plays a role in this symmetry. But the real reason that people are calling it the Marilyn Monroe hormone and making it so juicy is this behavioral correlation they found with it.
Right. Researchers from the University of Texas in Austin did a study that found that young women who produce naturally high levels of estradiol are more prone to man hop, if you will.
To cheat.
Yes.
To trade up for a better model.
They think that this is linked to the evolutionary cost of having a child. These women realize that, you know, they're going to need a good mate to be around when they have a kid, and so they're more apt to look for better and better mates.
So they made this connection by swabbing the inside of the student's cheek at Texas. And they asked all the students to rate how attractive they thought they were. So first of all, if you had very high levels of estradiol, then you thought you were really beautiful. I mean, it's good to have a good self-image, so I don't know if I really am going to buy this part of the test. But then they would ask them a series of questions like, you know, are you likely to flirt when you have a boyfriend? Are you likely to kiss another guy if you have a boyfriend? And when they had these higher levels of estradiol, they were much more likely to do so.
Yeah, they were much more likely to cheat, but The interesting thing is, Molly, while the women with the higher levels of estradiol might be more willing to, say, carry on a serious affair, they weren't more likely to have a series of one-night stands.
Right. So there were a lot of troubling words in stories that came out about the Marilyn Monroe hormone, about sort of, you know, slutty girls. Mm-hmm. Loose women.
Yeah.
And that's not what the study's about.
Right, Molly. It's not about just this man hopping from one person to another. It's more about these women who aren't necessarily satisfied with long-term partners. Like Marilyn Monroe has been used as an example because she had a series of 3 to 4 year relationships with ascending social status. When she first started out her movie career, she was married to this not so successful guy. And then she moved on to Joe DiMaggio, and then she moved on to Arthur Miller, and then possibly had an affair with one or both of the Kennedy brothers.
So she kept trading up, is what these scientists are saying, meaning that the reason she had her affairs was just an evolutionary search for the best possible mate.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that the estradiol levels in a woman's body will fluctuate across our ovulatory cycle, corresponding to when we're the most fertile and interested in sex.
Right, and that's why I find this study kind of troubling, Kristen, is because estradiol is something that's present in all of us naturally. We need it to be females, essentially. And other research has shown that, you know, we become more interested in the other sex when we're very fertile, like you were saying. So really, it might just be a hormone that kicks in when our body's ready to have a baby.
Sure, because there are plenty of curvy hourglass girls out there who probably consider themselves very attractive, and other men consider them very attractive, who aren't going to cheat. They're not necessarily going to just ditch their men for the next, like, CEO or whoever comes their way.
Right. It's very sort of a sexist study because it's just saying, you know, that it's all the woman's choice. And as a lot of the comments around this article said, you know, it takes two to tango, for one.
Right.
So if this hormone just makes women more naturally attractive, then they probably have more opportunities to cheat. But like you said, there's just as many women who don't cheat, and they're just not captured by the study.
Right, Molly. To that point, the example, modern day example of Marilyn Monroe that's been brought up in a lot of these articles is Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
But as you brought up when we were talking about this before we recorded this podcast, Angelina was single when she met old Brad on the set of Mr. and Mrs. whatever
Smith.
It was, Smith. Can tell that I'd watched that feature film. but Brad was the one who was married. He was actually the cheater in the situation.
Right. So it was very troubling to me that they actually compared Angelina in this article as someone who probably has high levels of estradiol, because they're saying she doesn't really need Brad Pitt, but she wants Brad Pitt as some sort of evolutionary trade-off for having all these children.
I gotta say, it just seems like kind of a simple excuse for those, if you will, women who other women don't like too much.
And
like, she must have high levels of estradiol, little hussy.
Yeah, so I think Kristen and I are giving the big thumbs down to this study, no matter how interesting it is to think of that, you know, maybe we can just blame cheating on hormones.
Yeah, because every woman has it. I mean, it's the most present form of estrogen in our bodies.
Some women just have more without it.
Exactly. But I do think, going back to the symmetry that we were talking about, I think that's a more compelling argument to make, that estradiol does cause more symmetry, and more symmetry might just make you naturally more attractive. And there you go, take it or leave it. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be predisposed to cheat on your man.
Hopefully.
So
if you want to know more about hormones after this daily dose of hormone love, then go to howstuffworks.com. And if you want to send Kristen and me an email, email us at momstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money, so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. This episode is brought to you by Pedigree.
If you've been looking for love at first sight, it is closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.